Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. It's great to have Karen Cotell Reisman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is the president of Speak for Yourself. She is one of the top communications experts in our brain trust, heck, on the planet for that matter. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches and her brand new book, The Naked Truth About Selling. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Now, we have to, and by the way, she is, how many cousins removed are you from Africa?
He was related to my grandmother. He's a cousin to my grandmother,
yeah.
But also a close friend, and they had a lifetime correspondence.
Yeah, you've got some of the, you actually published some of the excerpts of that correspondence, didn't you?
Well, I have, and I have a fabulous, fabulous, inspiring keynote called Letters from Einstein that teaches audiences about how to handle life's craziness using Einstein-type thinking.
Now, I want to, we got to segue from that into this naked thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got a book here called The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, and then now you've got a new book called The Naked Truth About Selling, and in that book are all these chapters about removing things and getting things off and revealing things and stripping things away.
I have
Karen,
your learning curve
Is there something that you would like to tell us?
No, except that people don't have time to read, and people like small and short, capsule, concise information bits. And so I have stripped your learning curve down to what is truly necessary in both of these books.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you proud of me, Karen? Because I didn't ask you what you were wearing. but it is an interesting way to say it. That I like the use of strong words like that that get people's attention, because these days you kind of have to do that, don't you?
You do, and let me tell you some of the titles of my various chapters. One is called Peeling Off Your Mask. Another one is Exposing Assumptions. Another one is Casting Off Anxiety. How about Disrobing Conflict?
Well, these are great chapters, but tell us about why you felt you needed to say these things about selling.
I will start by telling you, Jim, it's not about the cookies. And you're going, what is she talking about? It starts this way. At the office of one of my clients, there was these two girls that have the opportunity to sell those famous, delicious Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah, I like the Thin Mints.
Yes.
They're the only ones worth eating as far as I'm concerned.
No, I like the Samoas. Okay,
yeah.
But one posted an order form by the coffee machine in the break room, and she hoped that people would just read the form, sign it, and buy the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And the
which I would do, by the way.
Right. The other girl, dressed in her scout uniform, just went around office to office, and it was okay in that culture to do so, and spoke individually to all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line, the passive seller sold 4 boxes of cookies, and the active seller sold 250 boxes.
I don't think I've ever had a grown woman in a scout uniform come by to ask me to buy cookies, but I can tell you I'd be in big trouble if she did.
These were these little
the combination.
Kids,
yeah. Okay. There was. Oh, I thought you said it was the woman that did that.
No.
Oh,
these were
okay.
Two young little girls.
See, I'm sorry. That was a visual.
Going around an office selling these cookies. But the point is, it's not about the cookies. It's about the process, because they're
right.
Both selling the same thing. It's all about creating trust, and that's what this book is about. My second book, it's about how to create trust and do that all the time when you're selling your product or selling your service or selling your community initiative.
You're right. It's not about the cookies. It's about how you present yourself, how people perceive you, and that's part of the brand too, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. So I say in my introduction, you will try on new ways to establish trust and build relationships. And I promise I've stripped your learning curve down to usable strategies guaranteed to help you speak for yourself.
Well, you know, Karen, selling, as you know, I mean, I was selling in the 60s, actually, in very early in my career. And so that takes me back a long way. And I've seen the evolution of selling. And even though the fundamentals of communication in the selling process haven't changed all that much. In fact, the fundamentals I learned back in the 60s and 70s I still use very effectively today. But the way people want you to reach them and how they want you to talk to them while you're with them is different today than it was even 10 years ago, isn't it?
Very much so. We're very connected to our electronic devices, and we even have less time to create that credibility, which ultimately, hopefully, you want to elicit trust. So we have to do it more quickly. But you said you've been selling back in the 60s. I think we're selling every day. I think we're selling even when we're going through school. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time we open our mouth, we are selling. It's not that we're selling our cookies or our widgets. We're selling ourselves.
Well, now, Karen, you know, you said a minute ago it's not about the cookies. The reason you are exactly right is because the cookies are a commodity.
That's right.
And one thing that's almost a sad commentary, but it's truth, and that is that virtually everything that we can buy today is a commodity, isn't it?
What we want to do when we go out there in the world is we want to take our services out of the commodity category, mm-hmm, and put it into the value category.
The customized category.
And that comes from listening so carefully to the agony and the pain and the frustration of your potential client, your prospect, or even somebody you've worked with for years and years. You want to keep on being at the edge of your seat and listening to what's really going on in their world, and how can I, in my company, solve your problems. And then that takes me out of being a cookie seller.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me to become your valued problem solver.
Well, exactly. And what you've done is you've turned it around and you've made it all about them and not about you. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions about this. Before we go, though, give us your website, please.
Thank you. My website, which is the same name as my company, is speakforyourself.com.
.com. Speakforyourself.com. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Little bit of Chicago for you there.
Waiting for the break of day.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can get the newsletter, which we send to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead, where you can find my blog, where you can find the library of thousands of articles and archives of past interviews that I've done, like the ones that I've done over the years with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman, who's with us right now. And then, of course, don't forget our knowledge base. The brand spanking new knowledge base is still a baby, ladies and gentlemen. We're still building it out. We're still a lot of good stuff there, but a lot more to come. And that's askjim.biz, askjim.biz. And that's the place where you can get small business answers now. Karen Cortell Reisman is with us. Her new book is called The Naked Truth About Selling. And Karen, that's available where?
That's available on my website.
Speakforyourself.com.
And I also have an ancillary website called NakedTruthSeries.com. I know, don't
you just
go
can't,
there.
Just can't get away from that, can we?
New sales, that's all I can tell you.
there you go.
NakedTruthSeries.com is one place you can get my books, and also at my main website, SpeakForYourself.com.
One of the things that I think is the naked truth about selling in the 21st century is that people want to find someone to be loyal to. Loyalty, finding loyalty, finding trust is a best practice in the 21st century, I think, Karen, because what that means is if I find you and I trust you and you make me believe I can trust you and you deliver on that trust and I find a way to be loyal to you because you're loyal to me, I don't have to shop around anymore. I found a vendor to get me what I need, to get this thing that I need from you. I don't have to shop around. That saves me time. That's a best practice, isn't it?
Jim, you're absolutely right. And this book is not gimmicky. It's got this cute title, but it's not gimmicky, and that's exactly what it's all about. It's all about how to create that trust so that the other person wants to continue to not only listen to you, not only buy from you, but to create a long-term relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this short book is all about. And it's been real exciting to get it published this year. I'm really pleased, really proud.
You know, Karen, when I was selling back in the 70s and 80s, when I worked for corporations back in those days, I always took the long view. And I had people around me who took the short view. I had competitors who basically just wanted to go into the marketplace and sling stuff off and basically not care about the relationship. And they beat me sometimes. Sometimes they got my business or they got ahead of me and got the business that I was trying to get. But I remember I was successful. I was a very successful salesperson, sales representative for these companies. And so I managed to make it. But I remember things that would happen to me that I don't believe happened to some of those guys. I can remember being called by a customer, and they'd say, Jim, I got a competitive proposal here. Would you come over and help me evaluate it before I decide whether to keep you or go to these guys? Would you come over here and help me evaluate this competitive proposal? Now, that is the epitome of trust.
Yes.
When a customer will do that, and you earn that, don't you?
Absolutely, and that's by creating relationships. In fact, that's what I talk to. I have many, many corporate clients, and I say that's an absolute success story. When they call you up and they go, okay, your competitor has given us a bid for this. You are, let's say, $12,000 higher, but I want to use you. How can we make this work?
Well,
it's
exactly.
It's all about that relationship that comes from somewhere. Like you said, loyalty, trust, credibility, consistency, quality, timeliness, all those aspects.
Well, and the thing that I think that, and I've been talking a lot about this lately, Karen, the thing I think is essential to selling in the 21st century is, especially for small business owners, and that's to be able to differentiate between what people need and what they want. What they need is a commodity. What they want is customization. And I think small business owners can only be successful if they find a way to find what their customers want and let the big box companies give them what they need. What do you think?
Not only what they want, let me add one more thing. What they want and how to get what they want and how to solve what they don't want and must need.
Right. Yeah, and which what inside of what you just said is the other thing I think that is unique to the 21st century, and that is more and more people want you to save them time. They'd rather you save them time than save them money. Have you found that to be true?
We live in such a nanosecond society. I do agree with that. I think they want both. It's about money, it's about time, but it's more than that. It's about making them happy and solving their problems.
But see, the thing is when we talk about people, you know, small business owners so worried about saving somebody $5 over the big competitor, well, maybe you've already saved them $5 by being where you are and by the service you provide. Maybe you're worth $5 more. Don't be afraid to ask for that.
That's right. It's peace of mind. It's a bunch of other qualities that people want.
Yeah. Well said. Karen, give us the websites again, please.
It's speakforyourself.com.
Yep.
My books are also available at their own website, nakedtruthseries.com.
Nakedtruthseries.com. Thank you, Karen, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages with Kim Castle.
Got to be alive.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.